You are tuned in to Easy Sonic Living here on CKUT 90.3 FM. It is Tuesday, September 29th, 2020, and tonight's ESL episode is all about body beats, body percussion, sounds we can create with our own bodies. We started off the show with Nukarik. Nukarik is a group of two sisters, Karen and Kathy Kettler, who are Inuit. Their heritage is from Kangiksualujuak Nunavik, and the piece we heard was called Kwamak. We may hear some more from them later. We're going to hear also some throat singing from Tanya Takek. In fact, she's going to explain a little bit how it works. We're going to hear some gumboot dancing. There's going to be tap dancing with excerpts from a show here in Montreal at the Sala in January 2019 with Ethel Bruneau celebrating a life in tap. You're going to hear some Persian snapping. You're going to hear some different kinds of clapping. We're going to hear about kitchen cleaning whilst doing percussion. We're going to hear so many sounds you never knew people could create with their own bodies. We're going to hear from some of the world champions of beatboxing from all over the world. People are producing all kinds of sounds with their mouths, with their throats, with their feet, with their hands and with their fingers, and God knows what else. Join in if you feel like it in the comfort of your home. Stay tuned here on Easy Sonic Living, CKUT 90.3 FM. Bruneau is 83 years old, born in Harlem, started tap dancing when she was three. Ethel Bruneau left Harlem in 1953 with the Cab Calloway Orchestra, dancing as a soubrette, and arrived in Montreal for a three-week gig. There, she was scooped up by a Montreal agent and the promise of 365 days a year of work in Canada's own Sin City, where she performed in all of the hot spots during the height of Montreal's jazz era. Ethel Bruneau wakes up in the morning to dance, and even with some hip pain once in a while, she says dancing puts joy in her life, and dancing means she goes to bed happy.
Hello, everyone. My name is Just Icy, and today we're going to be doing a dance that's called Gumboots. Gumboots. And Gumboots come from South Africa. Yes, and we all repeat South Africa. That's the country, okay? Not the continent. Just make sure, okay? And this story all started in South Africa when they discovered gold and they hired workers to work in the gold mines by clapping their hands, slapping their boots, and stomping. And that was their way to communicate amongst each other. Young people from Johannesburg City that took those codes and transformed that to a dance. So this is what we're gonna be practicing today. It's the dancing part of Gumboots. So Gumboots is a percussive dance that uses three basic sounds. Clapping, the slapping, and the stomping. Now, when you want to do this, the clapping, you have to clap like, you don't want to clap high or low. You want to clap pow, pow, pow. So you bend your hands like that and you go pow. So, with the slapping, you want to open your hands. You want to go slap, slap, slap. And with the stomping, you want to go not like contemporary dance. You don't want to go. It's African dance. So you got to use your body. Boom, up, boom. So you got to go. So you all sound like that. So that's Gumboot.
Gumboot! 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 China! 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 China!
Thank you. Thank you. beat is on 1 and 3. Our band directors, our choir directors, our orchestra directors start us up how? And 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Now that is the European dominant beat. For Africans and African Americans, it is not 1 and 3, it is 2 and 4. I don't even have to teach you. Y'all just listen to black people clap to this song. Glory, glory, hallelujah. You are clapping on beats 2 and 4. If you got some white friends, they'll be clapping like this, y'all.
It's 2 and 4. That swing. So when you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Everybody. Feel it. It's kind of like your heartbeat. So when Frankie does that, here, 1 and 3. 1, 3, 1. It's called corny. Corny. We want to take you out of the corn patch and put you on the streets where it's happening. Come on, let's go. When the music starts, first feel the beat.
You know, things ain't what they used to be. Johnny Hodges played it a while ago, and we use it now for the purpose of giving background to this finger-snapping bit. And you, ladies and gentlemen, are cordially invited to join the finger-snapping. Yeah, crazy. Just a fingertip, yeah. Hey, I see, I don't have to tell you, one never snaps one's fingers on the beat. It's considered aggressive. Don't push it, just let it fall. And if you would like to be conservatively hip, then at the same time, tilt the left earlobe. Establish a state of nonchalance. And if you would like to be respectably cool, and tilt the left earlobe on the beat and snap the finger on the afterbeat, thus. Then you really don't care. And so by routining one's finger snapping and choreographing one's earlobe tilting, one discovers that one can become as cool as one wishes to be. With that, we want to thank you again for the wonderful way you've inspired us. And remind you that you are very beautiful, very sweet, very gracious, very generous. And we do love you, man. Thank you. Je vous aime à la folie. Thank you.
Hello, Mountain Dew 550 fans. It is Nick here. And today I'm going to show you how to clap fast. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not the world's fastest clapper. I am just your average Joe kid that can clap fast. Now, first of all, I want to point out that there's a certain way that you have to clap if you want to clap fast. Now, most of you probably clap like this, right? Palm to palm. What you need to do in order to clap fast is you need to do finger to palm. Almost like this, like a board. Try doing this with me. Okay, good. Now, next thing that you need to know is when you're doing that, you have to go about this angle. You don't want to go here, because if you're trying to clap fast, let's mess it up. So always start like a 45-degree angle almost. So when you do that, you want to clap, then you want to reverse it until you just start getting into a groove. do it with me now. Just start off nice and slow. Now I'm gonna get a little bit faster here. After a while when you clap. So don't expect that you can do it for a whole minute straight.
Hey, hey. When I say clap, you clap. Ready clap. Steady clap. Freddy clap. Eddie clap. Okay, I need you to get into three groups and stand like this. One, two, three. Scissor clap. Low clap. Behind the back clap. High clap. Here we go. Clap, clap, clap. Clap, clap, clap. Clap, clap, clap. Clap, clap, clap.
I'm from Vietnam, and this is my big, big shout out to Sweet Beatbox and my friend Pebony and Chung Bao and Vietnam Beatbox community.
Okay, good job. Like this.
Yo, what up guys, Hartzell here from Malaysia, representing Beat Nation and Malaysia Beatbox community. I'm freaking happy today because this is my first time to give a shout out for Swiss Beatbox and Peponi. And it's like a dream came true. And again, big shout out for Peponi, Rachel, and Swiss Beatbox team. Here we go. And now we do what I told ya. Hey. Yeah. Straight to the point out. Let's go, ref me.
Known as the Turkish snap or Persian snap, you see it in Gilaki style from Gilan. You also see it in other Persian dancing, not so much in classical, but in other styles. And how you do this is you bring your hands all the way together. I'm right-handed, so I bring my right hand down, my middle finger down to the first knuckle of my left hand. And then my right index finger comes to the top of my left index finger. I use my left hand and I bring my bottom two fingers to hold my index finger, my middle finger, in place so it can't go anywhere. My right index finger snaps down and I use the left one as a base and my left thumb to push it down so that I can create that snap. Good. Another trick is to turn your right hand slightly up so that you don't hurt your finger, otherwise it feels like it hurts your left finger. So if you just rotate your hand slightly, it doesn't hurt at all. And it's really about finding that air pocket right at your middle fingers, right there with the first, the right little top of the finger and the bottom of the left finger. So that's your little air bubble. And when you push your left hand down, or use your left thumb to push your right index finger down, it goes into that air bubble and it creates that snap. It can get really loud. So practice it. I practice this every day for a month, the first time I learned it. And then I finally got it. So good luck. Let me know how it goes.
Hi, I'm Lupita Nyong'o, and I'm going to teach you how to do the Queen of Katwe finger snap. In the film Queen of Katwe, you see a lot of the children do this thing, right? And it's a very African thing, Africa on the continent as well as African diaspora. And it is a gesture that means it's a punctuation, like, oh, yes, or oh, against your thumb. And how you make the sound is by throwing your hand forward and snapping it back, leaving this completely loose to hit against your middle finger, like that. And that is the African finger snap.
البنات
والنبي والنبي العب معاكم
بابا خويا بنت يا بنت
الشاشه ازوزه مشرب الشاشه ازوزه انا
I should just explain a little bit about the sounds. There's a many, many different ways that you can produce this noise. Some of it is on everything on exhalation. Some of it is inhaling for parts, and some of it is all inhalation. But here, I'll just give you some small examples. Like, there's a song that you give the deep part on the exhalation and then a high note on the inhalation, like, So when you're inhaling, you teach your throat how to make a noise. There's other noises that are exhaling for everything, and it's a little more difficult because you have to learn how to splice the notes, going from high to low in one time. So you're making a noise like high up with your normal talking voice and in your nasal cavity, and then dropping it really quickly into your epiglottis. And then you can start to play with the inhalations and exhalations and with your mouth. It doesn't have to be so simple, like doing this. So you're doing essentially the same thing as this, but you're playing only with your mouth. And then there's some of the songs have only deep tones, and then you teach yourself to inhale very sharply and quickly in between the sounds. And you can actually make the deep sound going in as well. So there's all sorts of various ways of doing this type of singing. It's quite difficult to teach yourself how to do. Like, you probably have to sing for a while practicing with this. Some of the people that I've tried to teach to throat sing, I tell them they have to spend 1 year trying to sound like their dog first, like growling. It's the initial thing. And once you get that down, then you can start thinking about getting into the more complicated stuff.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Easy Sonic Living here on CKUT 90.3 FM. This has been our body percussion show. All kinds of body beats, body sounds, fingers, feet, throats, hands, you name it. We played it. Hope you enjoyed an eclectic mix of beatboxing, throat singing, tap dancing, gumboot dancing, and more. The last track you heard was from Nukarik, an Inuit throat singing duo coming out of Nunavik. And we're going to leave you as our last piece with Tanya Tagak and Icebreaker. And we'll be back in 2 weeks' time with something completely different. In the meantime, keep it locked here on CKUT 90.3 FM radio. Have a good night.